DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures, highs in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 23. As we enter Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures, mid-40s. Right now, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director of Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about a 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head, Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly held a press briefing yesterday discussing the issues with the Kansas Department of Labor and announced the new Secretary Amber Schultz to the position, and also talked about the issues with the department that she says is a fault of the Brownback administration.
And then there are the root causes that got us in the situation in the first place. Over the last decade, the Kansas Department of Labor has been underfunded and undersupported. This was by design. There was a desire to reduce the number of unemployment benefits that would actually be paid out. The modernization process, which had begun in 2009, was abruptly ended by the Brownback-Collier administration in 2011, a prelude to other devastating cuts that would follow to fill the craters created by that tax experiment of 2012.
The new Secretary for the Department of Labor, Amber Schultz, said she's beginning the process of modernization as soon as possible. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Oglaw Livestock Special Stock Cow Bred Heifer with our regular sale Wednesday, February the 24th. Start time 9:30 on butcher and feeding cows, bulls, and heiferettes. Noon we'll sell the baby calves, and at 12:30 the stock cows and first calf heifers. We'll start with a complete dispersion from Dave Basher, 110 black and red angle. They are due in March. View more consigner details at oglawlive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, February the 24th, 500 bred cows, heifers, Oglaw Livestock.
A Kansas House committee has approved a bill to create an independent agency to oversee Kansas's foster care system. The House Children and Seniors Committee yesterday advanced the bill creating the Office of the Child Advocate. The agency would investigate complaints and track child welfare agencies, primarily the State Department for Children and Families, which oversees the foster care system. The move came after the bill's chief proponent agreed to have a proposed agency report to the Republican-led legislature instead of an executive branch agency under Democrat Governor Laura Kelly. The bill now goes to the full House for a vote. In other news, a man linked to the Kansas City Metro chapter of the Proud Boys is charged with participating in the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. FBI agents arrested Ryan Ashlock of Gardner, Kansas, yesterday morning without incident. Federal authorities allege in the affidavit that he was with several members of the Proud Boys who are already charged in the attack. The affidavit says that Ashlock conspired with other Proud Boy members and helped knock down metal barricades between police officers and protesters outside the Capitol. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The state of Nebraska has launched a federally funded aid program for renters and landlords who have lost income due to the pandemic. But residents of the state's two largest counties won't be eligible. The program, managed by the Nebraska Investment Finance Authority, offers a maximum of 15 months of rental or mortgage assistance per applicant, up to $20,000. State officials say it's only available to tenants who make 80% or less of their county's median income and won't be available in Douglas or Lancaster counties. The Colorado company working to build a mine in southeast Nebraska to extract a rare heat-resistant element says it's purchased a key piece of land that the mine will be built on. Niocorp Development said yesterday it purchased the land near Elk Creek where the proposed niobium mine would be built. And Nebraska weather forecasters saying another spring-like day on tap for today. Mid-American Network News.
It's officially National FFA Appreciation Month, and FFA Week is February 20th through the 27th. Here at Mid-America Ag Network, we salute all FFA members across the Mid-America region. Join us here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we talk with FFA chapter leaders, advisors, and students all through February about the opportunities that FFA provides for our future generations. National FFA Week, February 20th through the 27th, Mid-America Ag Network salutes our local FFA members.
Ag News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with the architect, the county sheriff, and county councilor last week regarding the new jail. Blueprints were shared of both sites, adding on to the existing jail facility and courthouse versus building a new facility off-site. Adding to the existing building and courthouse and bringing all up to code would be expensive. A new jail off-site would mean adding a road to that site. However, this option allows for expansion of court offices, mental health facilities, and etc. To build onto the existing construction would make the structure roughly 20,000 square feet plus the existing building. A new facility would be roughly 25,000 square feet. A timeline was discussed. Many factors make that estimate difficult. There was also discussion as to what to do with the existing jail facility. Commissioners discussed the State Line Bridge, which needs to be replaced, as deck boards are rotten. That bridge is now 40 feet and needs to be 50 to 60 feet in length. A low water crossing is not feasible at that location because of the amount of farm equipment and semis that cross. This will be a shared project between Marshall and Gage County. Marshall County will be lead for the project. Gage County will contribute design ideas and cost. There was discussion of a possible temporary low water crossing until a new bridge can be built. Ideas for a theme for this year's Marshall County Fair are being accepted through their Facebook page through Tuesday. The fair dates are set for July 15th through the 20th. The board and Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce are seeking an additional individual or individuals interested in coordinating the fair parade. Contact a member of either board or their site on Facebook. Marshall County Sheriff's Office responded Sunday to the 1200 block of K-9 Highway on the report of a possible suicide. Upon arrival, deputies located a 14-year-old victim suffering from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. That victim was transported to CMH in Marysville and later pronounced dead. If you know someone who needs assistance or is contemplating suicide, please advise authorities. Sheriff's Office advising they're available 24/7. You may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or the Kansas Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 785-841-2345. An injury accident was reported in Gage County early Friday afternoon north of Beatrice on U.S. 77 near the Homestead Truck Plaza. London Bogseth, age 22, of Odell, and Victor Sherman, age 85, of DeWitt, collided. Lennon Bogseth was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Sherman was reportedly not injured. George F. Ruprecht, age 90, of Beatrice, formerly of Odell, passed away Sunday. Family prayer service Thursday at 1 at the Harmon Rife Mortuary with a graveside service to follow at the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Wednesday noon until 8 at the Harmon Rife Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for George Ruprecht. Helen M. Crocht, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Helen Crocht. Joseph Brungart, age 14, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Private family burial at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joseph Brungart. Chevy D. Immel, age 3, infant son of Chevy and Catherine Smith Immel, passed away unexpectedly February 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Chevy Immel. Keith Glenn Ayers, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf in charge of arrangements for Keith Ayers. William Bill Jones, age 78, of Frankfort, passed away February 18th. Services will be held at a later date at the Barrett Cemetery with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bill Jones.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest. It looks like we're going to see mostly sunny skies. We do have a low that's going to be moving across parts of the central, upper parts of the Midwest. It'll be more of a dry cold front as we head into tonight, bringing us cooler temperatures, more around average as we head into tomorrow, as we head throughout the rest of the week. Otherwise, it looks like we'll continue to see sunny skies. We really won't see a chance of precipitation until the end of the weekend, early parts of next week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 23. As we head into Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February 49, record high on this date hit 80 degrees, the average low 24, and the record low was 4 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
What do cooking spray, hand sanitizer, and nail polish all have in common? They're used in some clever car repair hacks, which we'll share today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our new start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. Actress Dakota Fanning was born on this day, and in 1836, the siege of the Alamo began in San Antonio, Texas. Sometimes your car needs some quick first aid before you leave the driveway, and many times a simple household product may do the trick quite nicely. If the doors are freezing shut on frosty mornings, use some cooking spray to lubricate the seals. It provides a good moisture barrier to prevent freezing. Another good ice melt agent is hand sanitizer. A dab of the gel will help unfreeze door locks or iced up wiper blades. And if you spot a windshield chip, patch it with a bit of clear nail polish. It'll keep a crack from spreading until it gets professional attention. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Let's start with baseball. The arrival of the longtime Indian slugger Carlos Santana and young Red Sox outfielder Andrew Benintendi in Kansas City filled out a roster that could be sneaky good as the Royals attempt to build on the big step forward they took during the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. Santana bringing some much-needed on-base ability along with a bit of power, and Benintendi combines championship pedigree with decent plate discipline and excellent fielding ability as the replacement for retired outfielder Alex Gordon. And all that has manager Mike Matheny excited about the start of full squad workouts. The American Athletic Conference yesterday announced that both of Wichita State's games against SMU have been postponed for this week. The AAC said the matchups were postponed due to the continued suspension of men's basketball activities at SMU. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
The Wichita Wind Surge is looking to fill over 300 seasonal jobs this week for its inaugural season at Riverfront Stadium. The AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins hosting a job fair through this Thursday at Riverfront. Anyone interested in applying for a seasonal job can visit windsurge.com to fill out an online application and schedule an interview time. College hoops, KU climbed to 17th in the latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll. The Jayhawks have won 5 in a row, including wins over K-State and Texas Tech this week. Wichita State received 6 votes in this week's rankings. K-State and Wichita State not ranked in the top 25. The top 10 go like this: Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, Ohio State, Illinois, Alabama, Oklahoma, Villanova, Iowa, and West Virginia. On the hardwood tonight, KU and the Texas Longhorns and K-State and the Oklahoma Sooners, both games tip at 8 o'clock. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Back-to-back sweeps of the Chapman Irish for the Marysville Bulldogs, hosting Friday on the road Monday. Marysville girls win the opener 37-31, MHS boys took the nightcap 59-42. It was all Marysville at 12 points in the boys' game at the end of the first quarter. They led by 20 at the intermission. Chapman fought from behind all night, but Marysville wins by double digits, paced by Gavin Pichel with 24 points. Jackson Raider scores 18. As Marysville improves to 15-3, 8-2 in the league. Chapman was led by John Jenkins with 15. Trey Adams scored a dozen. Irish fall to 3-12, 1-8. Marysville 59, Chapman 42 in boys action. Marysville girls held on for a 6-point decision, 37-31. Led by Madison Runnebaum with 15. Eva Peschel dropped 11. Marysville improves to 8-9, 6-3. Chapman led by Maya Kirkpatrick with 10 points. The Irish fall to 1-14, winless in 9 league starts. Marysville 37, Chapman 31. Bulldogs back at home. Regular season finale at senior night, hosting Wamego Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bierke.
Monday night makeup games in high school basketball. Girls play. Marysville took Chapman 37-31. Valley Heights beat Washington County 57-38. And Frankfort took Lynn 49-20. In boys action, Marysville over Chapman, 59-42. Washington County took Valley Heights, 55-39. And Frankfort beat Lynn, 60-44. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Wamego live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Blue Valley Randolph and Axtell Entertain Centralia. Kansas Jayhawks at Texas, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off Tuesday live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find them in terrariums, tucked into a shell, or mounted on a decorative slab of wood or cork. Tillandsia are low-maintenance members of the bromeliad family and make perfect plants for most homes and offices. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These easy-care epiphytes grow on trees in their native habitat. They're not parasitic, but rather gather their moisture and nutrients through small scales on their leaves. Grow your Tillandsia, also called an air plant, in a brightly lit location. Submerge the plants in tepid water once a week for half an hour. Allow the excess water to drip away before returning it to its home. Water more often if the humidity in your home is low, and less often in humid rooms like the kitchen and bathroom. Monitor your plants to make sure you're watering correctly. If the leaves begin to curl, you need to water more often. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
They made a mistake worthy of a court-martial. A bombing crew who made a wrong turn and bombed their own country's residents. However, a mistake that could have ruined the careers of those aboard and cost lives on the ground actually challenged the team to become the best that ever flew. They did just that by the end of World War II. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It was the evening of July 5th, 1943. A wayward bomber on a practice run from Dalhart, Texas, mistook the lights around the courthouse square in Boise City, Oklahoma, for the practice range. Soon, residents heard the thud of those bombs being dropped on their community.
They were just filled with sand, so they wasn't going to blow. They were practice bombs.
Jody Risley says no one was injured, although craters 5 feet wide now pockmarked the town. Calls to the Army airfield from Boise City told officials they needed to look into one of their crews that had gotten well off course.
None of them would admit to it, so as they went to the planes, they found four more bombs. All of them had 10 bombs, and all of them had dropped them all except this one, and they still had four live.
Now that they knew who was responsible, there was a decision to be made.
Those guys were all to be either court-martialed or go overseas. They went on back and made a career of it, and they became the best bombing crew.
When Jody says best bombing crew, that's because that crew did so well in combat that 1 year later, they were chosen to lead a massive daylight bombing raid on Berlin. They ended the war as one of the most highly decorated crews in the armed forces.
The guy that was flying said, if you're going to make a bad mistake, make the best of it. And so they decided to make the best bombing crew that they could.
And while the situation in Boise City could have resulted in deaths, it caused little damage and has become a bit of a moniker for the town. The only city in the U.S. bombed by its own planes during World War II. The museum has some of the old newspaper headlines from the bombing and accounts of the crew who went on to serve courageously in the European theater of the war. It's an unusual and interesting link to history. The town that was bombed during World War II, right here in the center of the country. Traveling the countryside in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 700 plus acres in Gage County, located a half mile north to a mile and a half north of Odell on the east side of Southwest 61st Road. Sale Thursday, February 25th, 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center. Tract 1 is 83 acres, 75 acres cropland, 90% tillable dry land with good producing soils and maintained terrace and waterways. Tract 2 is 201 acres, 184 acres cropland, 91% tillable with remainder in waterways with little waste. Tract 3 is 80 acres, 70 acres cropland, 87% tillable flat dry land with the remainder in waterways and timber. Tract 4 is 228 acres, 156 acres cropland, 16 acres pasture, and the remainder in timber and lake. This is an outstanding hunting and fishing property with a 20-acre lake. Tract 5 is 113 acres, 46 acres cropland, the balance in pasture. For inspection or details, contact Derek Fratiska with Edgewater Farm Management at edgewaterfm.biz. Simultaneous live and online bidding for these fine tracts, Gage County farmland, located north of Odell, Thursday, February 25th. Sale time 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center.
When the snow melts, you might find a surprise in your grass. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fungi may have been growing undetected in the turf, leaving unsightly patches as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at commodityclassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
After a harsh winter with a lot of snow, our lawn is always pretty beat up. Iowa State University Extension plant pathologist Mark Gleason says grass packed down under heavy snow is a perfect place for mold to grow. It's an odd fungi that attacks grass when it's dormant. If you have snow mold, Gleason says you'll see patches of sick-looking turf grass that are either gray or pink.
The gray snow mold is more or less rounded areas from a couple of inches in diameter to even a couple of feet in diameter, and these would typically become visible after the snow melts off in the springtime. Almost looks like the grass is glued together. They're in kind of an ashy gray color. Another thing you'll notice with gray snow mold is that there's little pink dots in amongst those gray patches, and the pink dots are about the size of a match head.
Gray snow mold is more prevalent in areas with at least 3 months of snow cover, such as northern states and mountainous terrain. Pink snow mold is common in the Pacific Northwest, and the entire outer ring of the patch is pink. Gleason says, in most cases, you don't have to do anything about it.
One of the encouraging things about snow mold is if the damage isn't severe, if you give it about 6 or 8 weeks in the springtime, typically the grass will grow out of it. So the symptoms, those distressing looking circles of pink or gray, will pretty much disappear as the grass resumes active growth. You might do your normal spring fertilization of your lawn.
In some areas, the snow mold is so severe that it requires the grass to be replanted. Get the upper hand in late fall by applying a fungicide that's labeled for snow mold control. Also, mow the grass in the fall until it stops growing. Learn more about snow mold at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson.
Night. When I was a child, I loved riding roller coasters. And even now, many years and four kids later, I still love them. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, life can be a roller coaster sometimes. Some days are up and others, well, they're a bit more challenging. But it's important to trust that God has a plan. So make sure your financial strategy is set up for the big and the small things in life. This way, you'll be prepared for any unforeseen events or the lows that life sometimes brings. It will also allow you to have clarity and live more generously. If you don't have a plan, perhaps it's time to consider working with a financial professional. They can help provide you with the confidence and security you need to handle your current and future situations. So get off the roller coaster and get on the path of financial clarity so you can live a more generous life filled with gratitude.
KNDY.
Expect crop insurance to cost more this year. Find out why today on Farm to Fork. Make this the planting season you do away with talc and graphite as your seed lubricant solution in the planter box. Switch to the 100% soy-based product called Dust. Made by an Iowa company called Low Mutec, Dust is cleaner, safer to use, and farmer-proven in the field. Look for your local dealer. Visit lowmutech.com. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Good news for farmers is many commodity prices are higher than a year ago. The bad news? Crop insurance prices will be higher, too. University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnitke says crop insurance is priced on a couple of factors, the value of the commodity insured and the volatility in that market.
The volatilities are basically based on premiums on put and call options on the December corn contract. They're much higher this year. People are bidding more for those put and call products. And what that is simply saying is that there's just a lot more uncertainty in the market, and there's a higher chance of much lower prices then as well, and higher prices for that matter.
Schnitke has advice for farmers taking the new enhanced coverage option for their crop insurance.
And I guess I would still think you want to stay at a pretty high coverage level because you can protect a large part of the revenue, you know, much higher values this year than last year. And the volatility would say that there's quite a bit of chance of lower prices as well.
There's a link on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com for more about federal crop insurance. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's pick to head the Department of Agriculture today. He was the 30th Secretary of Agriculture, but is now poised to become the 32nd after testifying at his Senate confirmation hearing this month on Groundhog Day.
It's not lost on me, ironically, that this is Groundhog Day, and I realize that I'm back again. But I also realize that this is a fundamentally different time. And I am a different person, and it is a different department.
Vilsack says that all starts with COVID.
Clearly, COVID is on the minds of everyone, as it should be. And the Department of Agriculture has a responsibility to aggressively promote the nutrition assistance that you all have provided, and they have begun to do that. We also have to review the additional relief that's been ordered by Congress and try to get that into the hands of farmers, ranchers, producers, and those in rural America as quickly, efficiently, as effectively as possible.
Well, the former Iowa governor and United States Dairy Export Council chief says protection is key.
We need to make sure that our workers, our essential workers on the line, in the farm fields, in processing facilities and alike, are protected and recognized as the essential workers they are. And we certainly need to work collaboratively with the Congress and others to build back the rural economy in better shape than it was before the COVID crisis.
Additionally, Vilsack says the COVID-19 pandemic has shown many United States ag markets lack openness, fairness, competitiveness, and resiliency, which all can be addressed with new rules, new laws, and new marketing programs and processing plants. That is according to Tom Vilsack. Once again, Vilsack expected to be approved today as the 32nd Secretary of Agriculture. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 point thousand finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2021.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high-production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at laughlinranch.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite a regulatory freeze, eligible farmers can still sign up for CFAP 2.1 funding. Michael Clement shares more on how to sign up for the latest round of COVID relief.
The Biden administration issued a regulatory freeze to review federal programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.1 for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says, however, farmers can and should sign up for the program now.
Yes, they can, and we highly encourage them to do so. So there's been some conversation around potentially the program being canceled. That is not the case. It's just a temporary freeze. This is pretty common when you get a new administration coming in, and once they get all of their people in place, we highly expect the program to be moving forward. So with this, we still encourage farmers to apply. They are still accepting applications. They just aren't processing payments at this point.
Neveu says the latest round of assistance was expanded to include contract growers.
Many producers were left out of the CARES Act and original CFAP programs because farmers who raise animals under a contract for another entity that owns those animals could not participate. In this recent announcement, USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance.
Neveu says the deadline to apply is approaching quickly.
Newly eligible producers who need to submit a CFAP application or producers who need to modify an existing one have to do so by February 26. They can do that at their local USDA service center, or they can find additional information at USDA's CFAP website.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture asking USDA for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, they're seeking additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 to enhance the responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 has placed on the industry. Tag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, Flatiron. Angus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, 12 commercial 3-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, FlatironAngus.com.
Cattle have to fit their environment in order to thrive. Match the herd species with what you can offer them for the best results on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Best genetics and gee whiz technology in your cattle herd, but the basics still apply. The environment you provide has to match the animal for it to succeed. David Lawman is an animal science professor at Oklahoma State University. He says the environment is everything the cow needs to interact with in order to thrive and be productive.
In that pretty long list, we'd include things like climate, temperature, humidity, sun, and access to shade, mud, ice, snow, and whether or not they have access to shelter or a windbreak. Another big one is parasites, internal and external, disease challenges in general.
How do you know if a cow is a good match? Longevity and productivity. She should be able to produce a calf every year for about 12 years. Animals that are a good match are also problem-free and require little additional supplemental feed beyond the well-managed grazing system. A cow that proves she can thrive in the toughest conditions in your environment is a good match for you. He says another gauge is inputs into the system.
Is it a low input management system, moderate input, where you expend some time, effort, and dollars to remove the impediments that we've listed here already? Or is it a high input environment where there's quite a bit of effort and expense to remove those impediments?
A good record-keeping system will help you identify the animal traits you're looking for. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about matching cattle to your environment at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February 24th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. We will have 49 choice black and red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have Gardner and Mosier Angus sired 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. There'll be 22 Angus and Sim Angus first calf heifers with December to February calves by side. 50 fancy black, red Angus, and Charlotte Cross fall calving first calf heifers. They'll have big September-October calves by side, and the heifers been running back with Charlotte Bull, and they'll be safe in calf. Bred heifers include 31 Montana origin black-white-faced bred heifers, 24 black heifers, 20 Angus Delvey Cross heifers. All these heifers are bred to easy-calving Angus bulls and should start calving March 1. Also offered will be 21 reputation Hereford heifers, bred Hereford and Angus bulls for March 1 calving. Bred cows include over 200 black-white-faced and red Angus cows. They'll be from area consigners. These cows will be 4 years to older. They'll be bred for March and April calves. We'll also be selling 20 choice red Angus replacement heifers that weigh 8 to 850. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 24th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We continue to have issues with Kansas City wheat. Corn and soybeans continue to thrive. March Kansas City wheat is down 5 at 639.5. May is down 4.75 at 646.25. March corn is up 3.5 at 554.5. May corn is up 3 at 553.5. March soybeans up 26.5 at 1410.25. May beans up 25.5 at 1413.75. So a good look for soybeans with those double-digit gains, and we're well above that $14 mark for the beans themselves. The products are coming along nicely. March soybean meal is up $4.10 at $4.27.20. May soybean meal is up $4 at $4.26.90. March bean oil is 150 points higher at $49.40. May is up $1.31 at $48.53. Similar gains all the way down. So things in the soy complex are looking pretty good right now. Cotton is up. March cotton is up 34 points at 91.25. Now we run into some issues with cattle, as we have had all day so far today on our Tuesday. February live cattle at 115.52. That's down 20 cents. April live cattle at 121.17. That's down 187. So the back months are all lower as well. March feeder cattle at 138.52, down 80. April feeders at 142.55, that's down 72. So can't find anything positive in cattle. All the back months and feeder cattle are down as well. The bright spot is hogs. April hogs at 86.10, that's up 97 points. May hogs at 88.57, that's up 72 points. So hogs are doing well, while cattle are not. Gold is off. February gold is down 70 cents at 1,806 an ounce at the last look. So gold having some issues. Silver is lower also. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900, stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2/28/21.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Itching to get started on outdoor projects already? Head over to Hometown Lumber and Hardware for this month's Doorbusters and start by saving money. If you're looking to replace your old worn-out hose, the 50-foot Flexzilla water hose is $42.99. Be ready to preen your lawn with fertilizer with Crabgrass Preventer. The 14-pound bag is $11.99 and the 40.5-pound bag is $29.99. You'll find these spring supplies and more at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
The Nordic Motor Company has the price reduced on a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox in red or white. They have a 2021 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather interior. They have a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. It's all new this year. And a 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, brand new under $20,000 at the Nordic Motor Company in Marysville.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. High
said, I've been through. They opened up my eyes, and now I'm one toe over the line. Sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hope I'm at the train is on time.
Depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.